This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The funeral of assassinated Haitian President Jovenel Moïse on Friday was disrupted by what appeared to be shots nearby and riot gas used on protesters, prompting a U.S. delegation and other dignitaries to duck into vehicles for safety. There were no immediate reports of injuries among protesters or authorities, and no indications any guests at the funeral were in danger. The trouble flared up minutes after the ceremony opened, 2 weeks after he was killed in a still unexplained assassination at his home by foreign mercenaries. U.S. President Joe Biden's ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, was in attendance, leading the U.S. delegation. She tweeted, urging Haitians to refrain from violence. Japanese tennis star Naomi Osaka lit the Olympic cauldron as the Tokyo Games opened on Friday. After a year's pandemic delay and still lingering coronavirus threats, Osaka lifted the torch to the gleaming cauldron, which had unfurled at the top of a ramp representing Japan's Mount Fuji in the highlight of the ceremony that was stripped back over virus fears. Japan's emperor officially opened the games in an almost empty Olympic stadium after COVID-19 forced organizers to ban spectators at all but a handful of venues. A reduced parade of nations with about 5,700 athletes filed into the stadium, far lower than the usual numbers, not all of them socially distanced, but mostly wearing masks. Fears that the global gathering of 11,000 athletes could become a super spreader event have made the games deeply unpopular in Japan, where polls have shown oppositions for months, but hundreds of people gathered outside the stadium, cheered and applauded as fireworks exploded overhead. Tokyo is also battling a surge in virus cases. This is VOA News. Authorities in India said Friday at least 112 people have died in the western part of the country after torrential monsoon rains caused landslides and flooded low-lying areas, cutting off hundreds of villages. Parts of India's west coast received up to 594 millimeters, or 23 inches of rain over 24 hours, forcing authorities to evacuate people from vulnerable areas because they had released water from dams that were threatening to overflow. Government officials in southern states say rivers are also overflowing and authorities there are monitoring the situation. Seasonal monsoon rains from June to September cause deaths and mass displacement across South Asia every year, but they also deliver more than 70% of India's rainfall and are crucial for farmers. A director of a hospital in the Democratic Republic of Congo said Friday at least 16 people, including six women and two children, have been killed in a suspected Islamist militant attack on a remote road in the northeast part of the country. Nine others were injured, with three, including a baby, in critical condition, according to hospital staff. Survivors blame the assault on the Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF, a militant group that claims links to the Islamic State. They have been accused of killing thousands of people since 2014, mostly in remote areas. The government declared martial law in two provinces at the beginning of May in an attempt to quell a surge in violence that the military largely attributes to the ADF, but the number of civilians killed in such attacks has only increased since then, according to a monitoring group. The World Health Organization called on Friday for all countries to work together to investigate the origins of the coronavirus that caused COVID-19, a day after China rejected plans for more checks on labs and markets in its territory. The first human cases of COVID-19 were, of course, reported in the central Chinese city of Wuhan in December 2019. China has repeatedly dismissed theories that the virus leaked from one of its laboratories. The WHO this month proposed a follow-up to earlier investigations in China, but the vice minister of China's National Health Commission said on Thursday Beijing would not accept the proposal as it stood. A WHO-led team spent 4 weeks in and around Wuhan with Chinese scientists and said in a joint report in March, the virus probably transmitted from bats to humans through another animal, but further research was needed. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus has said the investigation was hampered by the lack of raw data on the first days of spread there. Countries including the United States and some scientists have demanded further investigation, particularly into the Wuhan Institute of Virology, which was conducting research into bats. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.